1050 WHM with you, Dan Taylor. Hope you have time to sneak this song in. Because he's a special guy to us here, Larry Gatlin, WHN. Larry Gatlin. Today. Isn't it great? Done enough dying today, WHN. Things aren't going to die, don't worry. I guess it all comes down to this, huh? Before we get saying anything, I want to wish the parent company, MS Broadcasting, all the best with their very, very ambitious project. They're first with a lot of things, and they're going to do it this time around. Very ambitious one indeed with sports radio that'll be starting in a few moments from now. 14 years of country music. It's been fun for me for 8 years, and for people like Lee Arnold and Del DeMancho at least twice that long, and of course for all the other personalities you've heard over the years that have come and gone, some have returned again for the second or third time, and all the people that were behind the scenes, our music director Pammy Green, all the general managers, the program directors, engineers, all the people that gave us on the air the ball to run with to make you guys have a super time, and all the artists, all the singers, the groups who shared the music with us, who maybe touched you perhaps at a concert and got your autograph or something, you know, got their autograph, whatever the case may be. For them and for all the personalities you've heard over the years, I'd like to say this to you right now. You at home with the kids. You in the car there doing the errands or in the truck making deliveries. You in the cab, the office, the factory. Wherever you are listening right now, thank you. Thank you for always being there. Thank you for letting us be there with you to add that special sparkle to your holidays, your spring, your summers, winters and falls. We were there with you on the first day on the job and your last day of school. And the nicest compliment you told us in letters and phone calls is that we were like family to you. That's special to us, because quite honestly, you're the people that made this country great. Now, the call letters of the station are going to be retired in a few moments from now, over 60 years old now, in fact, is what they are. They'll be retired forever. They'll only be a memory of the music and the great radio talent you've heard over the years, but the country will not die. It's never going to die. It'll just have a new home, and I'm sure that home will give it a space to grow. As you know, there is lots of different kinds of music in America, but country is the heart and soul. Now, there's one final thing that I'm going to say, and this is going to be the last time that anybody anywhere will ever be able to say this on WHN. And the last thing I'm going to say is this is Dan Taylor on America's number one country music station, 1050 WHN, New York. And now one more song to close it all out.
Don't look so sad. I know it's over. A good time.
The great moments in sports, then and now. Sports Radio 1050, WFAN, New York City. All sports, all the time.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the first broadcast of WFAN All Sports 1050. You're sharing a part of radio history with us today. This is the beginning of the first 24-hour-a-day sports station. I'm Susan Waldman, and I'll be right back with the latest WFAN sports update.
All Sports Radio, 1050 WFAN, with Mets Baseball. Quarter-hour sports updates, inside information, two-way sports talk. The cheers. Great sports moments through the years. Up-to-the-minute coverage, down-the-stretch calls, controversy, trivia, gossip. If it's happening in sports, we'll have it as it happens, and we'll let you get your 2 cents in free on our call-in lines. Finally, radio built for the world's greatest sports fans. The world's first 24-hour all-sports radio station. Sports Radio 1050, WFAN.
The message board outside Yankee Stadium today reads Vintage Guidry, and last night was indeed a classic Gator performance. Guidry struck out 9 and only walked 1 as the Yanks extended their lead to 2 games in the AL East. They're going on right now up at Exhibition Stadium, and in the top of the 5th, there's no score. One other game going on, and Milwaukee is up 1-0 over Detroit. And at Wimbledon this afternoon, Martina Navratilova easily defeated Diane Ballestret. Steffi Graf ousted Gabriela Sabatini in 3 sets. Chris Evert had an easy day against Claudia Kota-Kilch, and Pammi Shriver defeated Helena Suková in 3 sets. Yvonne Lendl defeated Henri Leconte in straight sets, and Stefan Edberg ousted Andrés Jarrett in 4. The other 2 matches are still underway. Pat Cash is up 2 sets against Mats Wilander, and Bobo Zivojinovic and Jimmy Connors are locked in a 1-all tie. The Mets are getting ready for the rubber game tonight against the Cards at Shea. Rookie Joe McGrain takes his 5-1 record against the 9-4 Cid Fernandez, and there's still no word from the Mets on whether Darryl Strawberry will be back in the lineup. And in the first race at Belmont, the winner is Escrano. He paid $4.40. Better Be Single was the place horse. The show horse was a tribute. In the first race Exacta, J&G paid $7.80. And that's the latest. Another WFAN sports update. We'll be back in 15 minutes. Stay tuned for the news and weather with Asa Dorfman. I'm Susan Waldman for Sports Radio 1050.
Good afternoon, 3 past 3, time for the news. I'm Asa Dorfman reporting for WFAN. President Reagan has chosen conservative Judge Robert Bork of the Circuit Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C. to become the new Supreme Court Justice. If the nomination is confirmed, Bork will replace Lewis Powell, who retired last week. Garbage haulers agreed last night to extend the midnight strike deadline after talks appeared to be making progress. A walkout would affect 13 counties in northern and central New Jersey. 2 preschoolers died early today when fire swept their Jersey City tenement. The 2-alarm blaze now under investigation. A plane crash at North Carolina's Fort Bragg killed 4 people today and left 3 hurt. Dave Harden was an eyewitness.
He hit the ground. He hit the ground pretty hard, and it did a lot of damage to the aircraft. And from the point of view of a spectator, it appeared that the aircraft was damaged so much from that impact that it could no longer resume flying. It rolled on down to the end of the runway and exploded.
The plane narrowly missed a grandstand full of spectators. Mayor Koch says the latest poll measuring his popularity is terrific. The poll published in New York Newsday says 44% of those interviewed last month think the mayor should run for a 4th term, but 78% say the mayor should have known about the corruption in his administration. And lots of people are working in Nassau County. County Executive Tom Galata announcing today the unemployment rate in Nassau was just under 3% in May, and that is a record low. WFAN weather forecast for the tri-state area, including Somerville, Commack, and Pelham. Variably cloudy this afternoon. Chance of a shower, the high 85. Tonight, cloudy with showers likely, the low 68. And tomorrow, mixture of sunshine and clouds, the high 85. Currently 84 degrees, cloudy skies. And that is the latest WFAN news and weather at 3:05. Asa Dorfman reporting. Coming up now, shadow traffic with Dennis O'Mara. Dennis O'Mara now with the latest traffic.
When fixing up your household seems just too much for you, with a little help from Channel, it's not so hard to do. Make it easy on yourself. Come to Channel. Make it easy on yourself.
I'm a real do-it-yourselfer, so I buy a lot of tools. But if you ask me what the best tool is I bought lately, I'd say it's my new extension cord. It's a Carol Cable indoor-outdoor extension cord, and I got it at Channel Home Centers. It's 25 feet long, and it's perfect for all my tools, because it goes indoors, outdoors, just about anywhere I need it. And with a price of just $3.99, the only thing that's going to go further than my new extension cord is my money. Thanks, Channel.
For any kind of project, any place throughout your home, you've got Channel as your partner. You're not in it all alone. Make it easy on yourself. Come to Channel. Make it easy. Come to Channel.
And good afternoon again. I'm Jim Lampley, and welcome once again to WFAN 1050 AM Radio. The premise of this station is that what the world and the metropolitan area need now is a 24-hour-a-day sports information and sports-related entertainment radio programming format. 1050 on the dial, a place where you can now turn at any time of the day or night and receive within 15 minutes an accurate and complete update from the world of sports. It isn't often in a 75-year-old business that you have an opportunity to say that something is new, but this is new. In addition to the updates, hosts such as myself will fill out each hour with editorial comment, interviews, open phone line conversation, and reflections on important sports topics of the day. Come September, this particular time slot will be occupied by a gentleman named Pete Franklin, who has been a legend as a sports talk show host at radio station 3WE in Cleveland, Ohio. I will be moving as of tomorrow to my regular time slot at 10 a.m. and ending at 1 p.m. Preceding me in the mornings will be Greg Gumbel, who will be on the air from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Radio great Lou Boda will be here every Saturday and Sunday, and we have a variety of other well-founded, deep-background sports commentators who will be filling out each hour on WFAN 24-hour sports radio station. This is, of course, a significant day in the world of sports, July 1, 1987. At least I think it's July 1, 1987. Though to read the sports sections of this morning's New York newspapers, you might have thought it was October 1 because of the level of rhetoric and the pennant race hype which has surrounded the activities in Toronto and at Shea Stadium, where players from both ball clubs, but particularly the New York ball clubs, seem in each instance to be talking about these games as though they are important and significant, despite the fact that there are more than 85 games to go in the baseball season. It's astonishing to me that Mets players put as much pressure as they appeared from the quotes in the newspapers to put on themselves to win last night's game, and particularly putting an enormous amount of pressure on Dwight Gooden, returning, as we all know, from personal difficulties suffered this spring, to win that ball game. As it turned out, things went well for the Mets, and they won in the ninth inning on a key hit by Howard Johnson. It isn't fascinating to note that Sparky Anderson once said, when Detroit traded Howard Johnson to the Mets, that he wasn't the kind of guy you would want to go to war with in a pressure situation. Lately, Johnson has had a lot of clutch hits for the Mets. Of course, the Yankees, after their big win behind Ron Guidry in Toronto last night, are at Toronto once again today, and as they go for a sweep in that series, they're in the bottom of the fifth inning right now with Tommy John going against Toronto Blue Jays ace Jim Key. One other game taking place in the major leagues right now, Milwaukee leading Detroit 1-0 in the bottom of the second. Walt Terrell, the man who went from the Mets to Detroit a few years back in the Howard Johnson trade, is on the mound for the Tigers in that game. And of course, you heard the tennis results, in which those players who moved on into the semifinals in the women's action included Navratilova, Evert, Graf, and Shriver. The pairings now find Navratilova versus Evert and Graf against Shriver. Navratilova and Graf will be favored to meet in the final, as they did at the French Open, where Graf scored a big win, part of her 43-match and 7-tournament winning streak. Graf, second-seeded in the tournament behind Navratilova, but in the eyes of some, favored to continue that winning streak and add a Wimbledon championship. We're continuing now on WFAN 1050 AM Sports Radio Station. We'll be back with a little more talk right after this.
Attention sports fans. You listen to WFAN to get the latest talk on sports. You buy the papers to get the scores, but you can't get everything there is to get without Sport Baseball Video Magazine. It's from Sport Magazine, and it's the first and only baseball magazine for VCR owners. They go right to the players for their view of the game. Order now and become a charter subscriber. Tapes will be sent directly to you four times a year, all for just $39.95 plus postage and handling. Call 1-800-648-5353, extension 800, or in New Jersey, call 1-800-624-1103, extension 800. Call now for your first issue featuring Eric Davis, Andre Dawson, and the Ultimate All-Star Team. Call now and receive the fifth collector's edition as a free gift. Available with this offer only while supplies last. That's five cassettes for just $39.95. To order, call 1-800-648-5353, extension 800. And in New Jersey, call 1-800-624-1103, extension 800.
Your favorite country songs, 97.1 FM, starting tomorrow. Tomorrow, your favorite country songs are on Country 97 FM.
And welcome back once again as we continue our first hour of programming on WFAN 1050 AM, 24-hour-a-day sports radio station. Coming up later on in the hour at 3:40, We're going to have a live report from Wimbledon, where our correspondent Graham Agars will bring us up to date on all the action. I mentioned the four women who have moved on into the women's semifinals at Wimbledon. In men's quarterfinal action, as Susan Waldman told you just a few moments ago, Yvonne Lendl has moved past Henri Leconte in straight sets, and many believe that that would be a difficult match for Lendl, based on some difficulties that he's had with Leconte in the past, but given the scores here, 7-6, 6-3, 7-6, it does not appear that he had that much difficulty in the match. Mats Wielander now down two sets to Pat Cash. Cash, 11th seeded in the tournament, but a Wimbledon finalist in the past, and of course grass is the best surface for Cash, and he appears in control, at least at this moment, in his quarterfinal match with Mats Wielander. Stefan Edberg, some people's favorite to win the tournament, based on his past performances in the Australian Open, where he is the defending champion right now, defeated his countryman Anders Jared easily, 4-6, 6-4, 6-1, and 6-3, and now Edberg moves on into the semifinals, and Slobodan Zivojinovic won the first set from Jimmy Connors. Connors came back to win the second set. They are all even, and of course, Connors coming off of that remarkable comeback yesterday when he dropped the first two sets to Mikhail Pernfors and then came back with a typical gritty Jimmy Connors effort and won the match. We'll have some intriguing guests later on today from the world of sports, and in the next quarter hour, we'll be opening up our telephone lines to receive calls from those of you who've gotten in on this first hour of programming here at WFAN Radio. Our telephone number is 1-800-635-1050. Toll-free call-in line. This doesn't cost you 50 cents. It costs you absolutely nothing, so feel free to call up and discuss the sports topic of your choice, though the obvious choices for today would appear to be the Mets, the Yankees, and Wimbledon tennis. Incidentally, we would prefer, as we go on the air here, that we don't get any calls from those of you who want to congratulate us on this format or wish us luck with our adventure in 24-hour day sports programming. You have voted already by virtue of the fact that you're listening. We appreciate that, and we would like to begin, from those of you who call in, with legitimate discussion of sports subjects. We don't need the window dressing, and thanks very much for listening. A couple of other topics from the world of sports. The Tour de France, the world's most prestigious cycling race, begins today, not on the streets of France, but in West Berlin to honor that city's 750th anniversary. 207 riders in the race, 2,500 miles, and of course, the defending champion, Greg LeMond of the United States, not entered in this year's race because he's recovering from an accidental gunshot wound, but another American, Andrew Hampston, is regarded as having a chance to win the race. Also, Patrick Sjöberg of Sweden set a world high jump record Tuesday night, going 7 feet 11 3/4 inches, setting the mark at a Grand Prix meet in Stockholm, Sweden. Obviously, the 8-foot high jump, one of the remaining barriers in track and field, is being closed in upon. We'll be back with more on 24-Hour Sports Radio right after this.
If you own a home and you want to make another important purchase, Statewide Capital makes it easy.
We'll give you money to improve your home.
We'll give you money for a business of your own. If you need cash, just give us a call. We're Statewide Capital, we do it all.
Use the equity in your home to get a home equity loan from $10,000 to $250,000 or more. No lines to stand in, no forms to fill out.
It's so quick and easy to get a loan. All you do is pick up the phone.
Even if you've been turned down by the banks, Statewide Capital makes home equity loans as easy as 1-800-832-0303.
Statewide Capital lends money easily. Call 1-800-832-0303. Statewide Capital lends money easily. Call 1-800-832-0303.
Statewide Capital is a licensed mortgage banker located at 2001 Marcus Avenue in Lake Success, New York. Coming up in the next 15 minutes here on WFAN Sports Talk Radio, we will be opening our telephone lines for the first time so that you, the listener, can call in and join with us in discussing important topics of the day in sports. 1-800-635-1050. Now for an update, here's Susan Waldman.
They're in the top of the sixth up in Toronto. The semis are just about set at Wimbledon. And Reggie Jackson attacks a camera during last night's game. They're on top of the sixth in Toronto, and the semis are set at Wimbledon. I'll be back with the details after this.
Radio 1050, WFAN. We just made Sports Phone old news. Now, 1050 gives you sports updates every 15 minutes and major sports stories as they break. If it's happening in sports, we'll have it as it happens on Sports Radio 1050, WFAN.
Sports Radio 1050, WFAN.
Sports Radio 1050, WFAN. The station for New York sports fans. I'm Walt Clyde Frazier, and when I want the scores, I turn to WFAN.
They're in the bottom of the sixth now up in Toronto, and Tommy John and Jimmy Keir are locked up in a great pitching duel. There's still no score, and we'll keep you up to that as soon as other scores come in. You'd think this is the last shots for the Mets. It's only July, and what with Danny Cox hitting Howard Johnson Monday night, and Hojo responding with a game-winning hit last night and taking on Cox in the papers today. Tonight is going to be one great game, or should be, with Fernandez going against Joe McGrain. The semis at Wimbledon, we're going to find Martina Navratilova taking on Chris Evert, and Steffi Graf will go up against Pam Shriver on her birthday. And in case you missed this, Reggie Jackson took out his frustrations last night on an unsuspecting cameraman who was photographing the Oakland dugout. As the pictures broadcast from that camera went spinning around on the air, Reggie screamed, "The dugout is my domain, and if you mess with me in the dugout, you run the risk of having me kick your behind." Good boy, Reggie. Okay, former Met catcher Ed Hearn had shoulder surgery yesterday, and this is a last-ditch attempt by Kansas City doctors, who are now fearful that the 26-year-old catcher's career might be over. And that's the latest. Another WFAN sports update will be in 15 minutes at 3:30. Stay tuned for Jim Lampley.
This is Eastern Susan announces Waldman its new summer radio kids fair to Florida. When you buy a special low max saver fare, it only costs $24.50 for kids aged 2 to 17 to anywhere Eastern flies in Florida, with only 2 days advance purchase, noon Monday through noon Thursday. A low fare from Eastern shouldn't surprise you. Not with all the low summer Max Saver fares Eastern offers. For example, it's only $106 to Miami, Fort Lauderdale, or Tampa. Fares are each way in coach based on round-trip purchase. And Eastern saves you money on the ground, too, because when you buy the kids' fare, you can also get a subcompact car from General Rent-A-Car for only $9.99 a day, $49 a week. Now, if you'd prefer, Eastern can put together an Eastern Escape vacation package that includes everything you need for an incredible summer at one extremely fair price. When Eastern says they've got your summer, remember they've got your kids' summer, too. Limit one child per adult. Seats are limited. Tickets are non-refundable and restrictions apply. So call your travel agent or Eastern today to make your reservations and get your summer off the ground with these great Florida fares.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Lampley on WFAN Sports Radio. Why is Reggie frustrated? Well, earlier this week, he was hitting .210. Of course, he does have 10 home runs, only 30 RBIs. That's in 200 at-bats so far this season. And it looks as though Reggie is quite wise in having chosen this to be his last year of active play in the American League. Not much more the man can accomplish. He's already made his mark on baseball history with more than 550 home runs and a public figure status, which probably exceeds even what you would have expected from that particular performance at the plate. And so Reggie Jackson took out his frustrations on a photographer a la Sean Penn. Probably unlikely to wind up in the pen, however, as Sean will, starting very soon for his six-month sentence. We have telephone calls coming in at 1-800-635-1050, and we're going to take them starting now. Good afternoon, you're on the air.
Yes.
Yes, how are you?
Hi. What do you think about the Mets bullpen?
Well, I think the Mets bullpen's certainly been a disappointment in the last 2 weeks, and it would appear to me that if the Mets are going to have a chance to catch the Cardinals, that's one of two areas that will have to fall into place for them. A better performance from the bullpen, a more consistent performance from two starting pitchers, notably Ron Darling, and the soon-to-return David Cone. You agree?
Yep.
All right. Thanks very much for calling. Let's get some further discussion. Hello, you're on the air.
How you doing today, Jim?
Not bad.
Let's
What's up?
Let's talk about my Mets.
Everybody's all right, what do you want to say?
Davey Johnson. Let's not blame Davey Johnson. Where were they when Davey won 98 games in 85 and 108 last year?
I hope they were watching because he certainly did a sensational job.
Because the man did a hell of a job.
Yeah, but he's had some bickering with his players this year. Justified, you think?
Justified. Daryl Strawberry's a prima donna who needs a kick in his butt.
Do you think that Johnson applies the kick in the butt in the right way?
I think so.
All right. Well, thanks very much for calling. We appreciate your opinion. Thanks.
Have a good day.
Call in again. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Jim. My name's Nate from New Jersey. I wanted to ask your opinion regarding the possibility of a baseball team moving to New Jersey. And I just want to give my opinion. Maybe you could
Well, you tell me. What do you think? Is there going to be a baseball team?
Unfortunately, I think a lot of it's a big split. The New Jersey fans say yes, New York fans say no. And they compare it to what's happened at the Meadowlands, where the football games are all sold out. And I think there's something missing when I go to a Net game or a Devils game, because the New York fans add something to it. If they could come up with a spot somewhere in New Jersey that's a nice, safe, clean neighborhood that's accessible to public transportation, I think the New York fans could really offer something if the baseball team were to move here to New Jersey.
All right, I got to go to commercial real fast, but let me tell you what I think. Given the level of talent in the major leagues, from what I can see at this moment, expansion of any kind in the near future would be a mistake, despite the Washingtons, the Denvers, and the various other cities that are knocking on the door. Thanks for calling.
Thank
and
you.
Call back. All right. We'll be back with more Sports Radio WFAN right after this.